Listen to these words. I lift up my eyes to you who sit enthroned in heaven. As the eyes of slaves look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a female slave look to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God till he shows us his mercy. Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy on us, for we have endured no end of contempt. We have endured no end of ridicule from the arrogant, of contempt from the proud. This morning seems to be like this last year has been. What do you think? First off, Daniel looked at me like, have you got your microphone on? And you saw me pull it out of my pocket so that he could see the light was on, so I could make sure the light was on, because I felt it was on. And now Jonathan's completely looking down. He's looking down at the computer, trying to get the computer working again. So this morning has been just as this past year has been. It seems as though step by step, we've had different things thrown at us this past year. And just as soon as we are sure of what's going on and what's happening and how to proceed, it seems as though it changes once again, doesn't it? And then it changes as soon as you, or not even before you get used to that change, doesn't it? During this past year, it has been difficult to keep our eyes focused upward, hasn't it? It has been very difficult to keep our eyes focused upward. We've been called by God to do it time and time again, but because of the number of things that are going on and the number of things that are happening and how people feel, and all of a sudden we might be back here or we might be back there, we try to progress forward, and we finally have gotten to a point where we think we can. But if you're like me, there's a part of you that says it may turn around again. And it may change one more time. It has been very difficult to keep our eyes focused upward, hasn't it? Amen. Very difficult. You see, most people I find and that I talk with have a tendency to focus on the negatives of life. They focus on the negatives of life, not the positives. And it doesn't help that there's a lot of things around us that only point toward the negative, right? Pick up the newspaper. How often do you see positive articles about things? Turn on the news. And it appears as though there's one more negative thing to bring us down. I can't imagine what it's like right now for the people in Miami. With one building having fallen, mostly, and the reports that I saw, they're going to take the rest of it down soon, probably today. And other buildings being evacuated because they may be in the same situation before something happens. You see, everywhere we turn, everywhere we look, it's giving us one more negative thing to look at. That's why this communal traveling song calls for the people to look, the people of God, to look up and to maintain focus on a merciful God. You see, this is one of the Psalms in the book of Psalms, which I believe starts with Psalm 120 and goes to Psalm 134. They're called the Song of Ascents, the Song of Going Up, A-S-C-E-N-T-S. The Song of, the Songs of Traveling Upward. As people would gather together to travel to Jerusalem for a festival, they would take, especially taking the road from Jericho up to Jerusalem. You're always looking up. And as you get close to the city, you look up and you see the brightness of the temple. And you can see the city and you're looking upward. And this was not an easy road to travel on. This was a very difficult road to travel on. And there were people lying in wait to steal and to rob from those who traveled on this road. As they were traveling towards Jerusalem, most likely they had offerings that they were bringing. They had money to buy offerings when they got there. If they needed to buy an animal, many would not travel with the animal. They would buy it once they got there. So this communal traveling song calls for the people of God to look up and maintain a focus on a merciful God. Listen to how it starts. I lift up my eyes to you who sit enthroned in heaven. I lift up my eyes to you. You see, folks, it's time for us to look up. Just as it was for them. They're looking up, and they're looking up at the city as they approach, and they're looking forward to getting there and being in where they called the presence of God, and God lived there amongst them. The Shekinah of God, the shining of God, was there above the temple, and the people looked to that as they went. It's time for us to do the same, I think. Amen. To sing the songs of happiness, to sing the songs of joy, and to look up to God during the midst of what's going on. It is still a troubling time. It will continue to be a troubling time, even when we get through this pandemic. There will be something else. I can almost guarantee that. Until the Lord Jesus Christ comes again, there will be something else that will cause you to look down and to not see and to not pay attention. As I think about this, I thought about one of my college roommates in my senior year. He could walk from our apartment to the campus and never see anything. Not once. Now, sometimes I want to admit that it might be nice to be in our own little world, don't you think? And not pay attention to all the stuff that's going on. But he wouldn't notice any house that he passed by, any other apartment. He wouldn't notice any birds. He wouldn't hear them. He wouldn't notice the traffic on the... He would notice nothing. Me and my other roommate would ask him often, Lee, what did you see on the way to school today? He couldn't tell us a single thing. Now, I want to admit that maybe part of it was he was taking organic chemistry and trying to get that straight in his mind. And if you have never taken any kind of organic chemistry, you won't get that. Because organic chemistry is nothing but pure, sweet memorization. Detail after detail after detail. As far as I know, he's a pharmacist right now, and thank God he learned his organic chemistry well. But folks, this is what I'm talking about. Are we walking from place to place and traveling from place to place and we're not seeing what God has for us? Are we not looking up? Are we not paying attention to what God's trying to bring to us? The people here struggled. Very clearly, it says that they struggled because others have put them down for following God. Verse 3 and 4, the last two verses of this psalm say, "Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy on us, for we have endured no end of contempt. We have endured no end of ridicule from the arrogant, of contempt from the proud." These people lived in a difficult situation. And those that did not follow God around them looked down upon them and focused upon them and joked them and ridiculed them and called them names. We have endured no end. As I think about this and these people traveling to Jerusalem to worship God, looking up and looking for that God and singing this song together. This would be families that would gather together, singing the song together. And if nothing else, as they sung these songs, those that waited by the roadside to rob and to steal knew that there was more than a single family and discouraged some of them. They traveled together singing and saying, "Let's lift our eyes up and let's look to the God who is merciful. In spite of all that's going on around us negative, in spite of all that are downgrading us because we follow God, let's look up to God and let's sing about it and let's let people know about it." You see, and I don't think I'll find anybody that will deny what I'm going to say next. Our culture is losing its focus on God and looking down on those who follow God. Our culture is losing its focus on God. Just a month ago, church membership in the last 20 years has dropped from 70% of the population to 48% in the last 20 years. Only 48% of Americans are a member of a church. Now, I'm willing to cut that number in at least half again and say only about 24% of Americans even attend church. If it happens to even be that high, because I'm not sure it's that high. Being a member of a church is much different than attending and being active. And in my opinion, members are those who attend and are active, not those who have their names upon the roll. And by the way, in case you didn't know, and spread this word, please, having your name on the roll of a church does not get you into heaven. It will not get you into heaven. God, I have my name on the roll of a church. Just as getting your name on 20 or 30 church prayer lists doesn't guarantee to answer prayers. Names are put on prayer lists for people to use that to pray for folks. And if people are not using that as a tool to pray for folks, just having your name printed on a list at X number of churches doesn't do anything. You see, our culture is losing focus on God. And the other sad fact, those who are members of churches deny what the Bible says. And they don't believe that we need to follow the Bible because that's an old book. It was good for a time and a piece, but that's not truth anymore. If I can't stand on the Bible, I don't know where to stand. Because the Bible tells me about my Savior, Jesus Christ. The Bible explains to me who He is, what He did for me, what He continues to do for me, and it shows me how to live my life. But almost every commandment in the Bible, there are people in churches who attend who say we don't need to follow that commandment anymore. And some of those even deal with lying, with stealing, with marriage, with improper sexual relationships. And people say, not important anymore. And the sad thing is, some of those people that say that are members and attenders of churches. Our society is going the wrong way. We live within a country that allows us to follow God as God calls us, as God leads us. Not every country in the world has religious freedoms like we do. There are many places throughout the world where people cannot follow God without endangering themselves and their families. And here we let people follow anything, any way, anyhow. Don't we? And I'm thankful. I am thankful that I live in a country where I can follow the God that calls me to walk the path before me. And I don't have to worry about being put in jail. But does it mean that I will not be ridiculed? Does it mean that I will not be held in contempt? No, it doesn't mean that. There are especially people in our society that finds roles like me as a pastor unneeded. Undesired. And there are people in our society that think we don't need Christians. And we're not going to save anything in favor of them. Now, as I stand here and tell you this, let me let you know that I am not in favor of passing laws to make people follow Christianity. That does nothing. If passing laws did something, would we still have murderers? Because don't we have laws on the book that says that's against the law? And if we pass laws for people to be Christians and follow the Christian way, it's not going to work. The only way to work, listen to what the psalm says. I lift up my eyes to you, God, who is enthroned in heaven. Folks, it's only when we walk looking up to God and proclaiming Jesus Christ as the Savior of this world. And that comes within people's hearts and the Holy Spirit nudges them to make a decision. That's the only way it'll change. Personal, individual transformation. Communities living as Christians, in spite of what the world says around them, in spite of what the country says around them. That's the only way. It's not by passing laws. As a Baptist, one of the things that Baptists believe is what? Separation of church and state. I don't think the church should tell the state what to do. And I don't think the state should tell the church what to do. Amen. Neither way. I think Christians should be out there in the midst of society, lifting their eyes up and stop looking at the negative things. Turn the TV news off. Gosh, I can remember as a young child going to my pop-pop's house, having dinner with him at 7, at 6 o'clock. Dinner was over at 6, so we could watch the news. Half an hour of local news and half an hour of Walter Cronkite, guaranteed. And if you spoke up during that time, yeah, thank you, Jerry. That was bad news. That was the only news besides the newspaper that we got every day. And now people are watching the negative news 24 hours a day. But they won't open God's Word and read God's Word. They won't lift up their eyes and look to God. They listen to the news. How about you? Are you tired of looking down? Are you tired of focusing on the negative things? The Spanish word for worry is preocupado. I learned that word a few months ago. And I can see in the Spanish word our word preoccupied. Can't you? Preoccupado. Preoccupied. And that word translates to worried. To worry. Worry is nothing but being preoccupied with something that's not happening. Something that's distant from us. Gosh, if my grandmother was still living, they lived a block off the beach all of my life. My grandmother would probably be worried that their house was going to cave in because the condo did in Miami. I remember they had to push that house over with a bulldozer, as rickety as it looked. It had been through many storms and many problems. Folks, we're looking at the negative things around us and we're not looking up to what God has for us. We're not focusing up to what God has for us. And we're not allowing the world around us to see us do that. Oh, I might offend somebody. Because I trust in God? Because I'm thankful for what God did for me? Now's the time for us to look up. Regain a proper focus on God and proclaim the good news. Now is the time. Are you going to look up? Are you going to stop focusing on all the negative things around you? I can focus on the fact that my knees don't work the best. I can focus on the fact that I got arthritis in my lower back that keeps me from doing some things sometimes. And it hurts when I ride the lawnmower. But it hurts less than when I was pushing the lawnmower for my knees. You see, I can focus on all those things and never get anything done. It's time for us to look up, folks. It's time for us to focus on God. It's time for us to proclaim the good news. Amen? Amen. This world needs it. This world needs it. The culture of the United States is going, well, I was going to say south, but I like living in the south. The culture of the United States is going into a distant country, let's put it that way. I prefer living in the south, by the way. Amen, brother. Amen. Been up north a few times, and nothing against the folks in the north, but let's just say it gets colder up there. Is it time for you to lift up your eyes? Is it time for you to gain a clear focus on God, who cares for and loves you? A God who cares for and loves you. Look up. Focus on God. Focus on the positive things of life. I love to see somebody come really down in the dumps and they look at me and they tell me everything that's going wrong. And sometimes I say, take out your driver's license. Still got your birthday, don't you? Did they take that away from you too? Folks, don't let the negative overpower you. Look up. We're traveling to the heavenly city. We're on a journey to get there with our Savior. That journey's already been decided once you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That destination is already decided. Now enjoy the journey and stop focusing on the negative. Stop listening to the negative people. Focus on God. Look up. Proclaim the good news to a country and a world that needs to hear it. Amen? It's time. I'll be even a little bit bolder. It's past time. It's past time for the church to speak up and to live out in the midst of this world with our eyes focused on God. I lift up my eyes to you who sit enthroned in heaven. So our eyes look to the Lord our God till he shows us mercy. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray. Lord, there's so many influences around us that cause us to look away from you. There's so many things that cause us to take up time with things that just waste time, with things that cause us to focus downward. Lord, help us to see that if we turn some of those things off, if we stop looking at some of those things, and spend our time trying to get our focus upon you and upon you properly, and the incredibly good journey that you have for us, filled with blessings time and time again. Lord, help us to look toward that. And to go out in the midst of this world proclaiming that you have that for every person. Instead of the negative focus that so exists in our culture. Lord, may we be a positive influence. And may we be people who move out into the midst of this world proclaiming that our eyes are focused on you in the heavenly kingdom. And that's where our salvation comes from. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.